Welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Cyber Hawk Talk Podcast.
Episode number 7, recorded April 13th, 2014. Warrior Fades to Black. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Cyber Hawk Talk Podcast. Episode number 7, it's our lucky number 7.
Let it roll.
Oh, man, you were about to say let it roll. See, that's what this is. This is a time where two brothers just sit down and talk about anything. And usually, we're right on the same neural pathways and are about to say the same thing almost simultaneously.
Simultaneously,
potato, potato.
Tomato, tomato.
Our British listeners will be fine. I just stuttered like a motherfucker right there.
Da-da-da.
Thank you for editing. Anyways, we are going to start off this week's shop talk with something that I found very interesting. I've heard of people complaining about their dealers giving them some crap weed, but I've never heard of somebody having the balls to actually call the cops.
Proverbial balls in this case.
Yeah. This woman, her name is Evelyn Hamilton, called
Lufkin, Texas. Of course, Texas.
Oh my God, Texas.
Balls all around.
Yeah, I am stunned that she would call the cops and tell them she got stank weed.
That stinkity stink.
Seriously, how high was she that she called the cops?
Well, considering the crap weed she got, she probably wasn't that high.
But seriously, what came across her? Like, you know what? If I call the cops, they're going to get arrested, and I'm going to get my money back.
Refund.
Is that what she thought?
Refund.
Refund? I mean, retaliation's more like it.
Reefer refund.
There are no refunds in this reefer game. Oh, I mean, that's fucking insane. I mean,
can you imagine taking that call? Ma'am, did you just say your pot dealer gave you bad weed? I just want to confirm that. Can you repeat that statement, please?
Hold on.
You got her.
Hold on.
Hit record.
I got to put this on speaker. Hold on, ma'am. Could you repeat that? Guys, listen. She's about to confess again. They sold me shitty weed. All right, don't worry. We're gonna have a cop come and get your confession. Don't worry, he's gonna come and bring you some nice jewelry for you to wear on your wrist. We'll bring you in. We'll have a little chat. Everything's cool.
Everything is copacetic.
Oh, madness!
Reading the story, when they arrested her, she even pulled out a sample of said marijuana to show the officers.
You see, officers, look at this. This is just seed and debris, okay? I don't know what this guy is trying to pass for good crap weed, but this is not good. It's all crap. I'll show you where he is.
Sticks and seeds, man. Sticks and seeds. I want my money back.
I mean, just is she not understanding that doing something like that just puts a target on your fucking forehead? Okay, I know it's pot and all, but still, most of those dealers, I mean, that's, you know, kudos for thinking outside the box, but I think that's the dunce of the week right there.
Definitely. She gets a dunce award. It's like, open this bitch. We're just going to give them out like random. You get a dunce award. You get a dunce award. You get a dunce award.
Everybody gets a dunce award. Now, Evelyn, go sit in the corner. Go sit in the corner and think about what you've done. You've
like
shamed
dirty
us.
Dirty dancing, someone does put baby in the corner.
All right. You know what? We're going to go from somebody who calls the cops for some stank weed, and we're going to travel back in time. We're going to have some historical reference right here. So, Everyone knows Hitler. If you don't know Hitler, read a fucking book.
Or two.
Yeah.
Hell, Wikipedia that shit. Give you a quick rundown.
Yeah, so people call him the devil. Other people call him just fucking maniac.
It's a Quincy Wilcher.
Yeah, we're not going to get into, you know, the good or the bad of Hitler. But
we aren't political.
Yeah, let's just sum it up this way. He hated pretty much everyone except what he thought was the perfect person, which he himself wasn't the Übermensch. But he persecuted and had millions of Jews killed.
Millions.
Just saying.
And if you want to deny that, go read a book.
Yeah, I know. There are people who still deny that. I don't know
it's against the law in Germany. In Germany, to deny the Holocaust.
So, eat a bag of dicks if you try to deny it. A big bag. You know what? Eat a silo of dicks if you're trying to deny that fact. But we're not going to get into that.
Big grain silo. The big ones.
But let's go to some irony right here. After all the Jew hating that he did, he may have indeed married a person who was Jewish or had Jewish ancestry. Eva Braun is the person that he ended up wedding. Insane in her own right, but she may have had Jewish ancestry. Yes, so
that's the subject of a new documentary, Dead Famous DNA. I like that. That's a good title. Might have to use that one. Thank you, UK, for that.
Oh, the UK. They give us great stuff.
Yeah. So apparently on this show, you know, they examine relics of famous historical figures, though. Would you really consider her a famous historical figure?
Well, tomato? The person who marries someone who is pretty much viewed as the devil.
But seriously, like, consider that, like, 100 years from now, Monica Lewinsky is going to be considered a famous historical figure just because she got down on her knees and blew a president. Really?
You went with the Monica Lewinsky. Who the fuck doesn't, you know, clean a dress after that long, Monica, huh? Huh, seriously?
Trying to trap the dude.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to do. You know, he's skeet-skeet somewhere other than down your throat, and you're trying to hold it against him. Oh, Monica.
Okay, so back to this one, Eva Braun. So on the show Dead Famous DNA, they examine these relics from famous historical figures and analyze whatever DNA they can find. So apparently they got some hair from a sample brush or sample hair from a brush monogram with EB, which I can only assume is going to stand for Eva Braun, but who knows? It could stand for Earl Buckingham. He had glorious fucking hair. Glorious, I tell you. But that's neither nor there.
That Earl.
He's got a head of hair that anyone would be jealous of. Long, flowing, blonde locks. Just like Hitler loved. Okay, so they found this in Hitler's bunker, I guess. And they are assuming that it belongs to Braun. And they did a DNA on the hair sample and found that it would belong to someone of Jewish ancestry.
You know what? I think it serves you right. You're dead, and you've been dead for a very long time. But na-na-na-na-boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo.
Boom.
You married a Jew. Boom.
Nothing wrong with that, but
yeah, it's, I have nothing against Jewish people. I, like, some of my close friends are Jewish. And, you know, but for someone who had such a hatred for the Jewish people to have married one and didn't even know it. Oh, man. He is like, I couldn't do anything right in life, could I?
Nope. But I think the bigger story, besides this possible Jewish connection is the fact that this show purchased 8 strands of this would-be hair for $2,000.
Wait.
That's some historical shit right there.
$2,000 for 8 strands of hair?
Which may or may not have belonged to Eva Braun. I still contend Earl Buckingham, but that's just me.
Come on, seriously. If you want a story that bad to pay 8 G's for, yeah, I mean, 2 G's for 8 strands of hair, dude, I'll give you fucking 19 strands of hair for a G. Sure, they'll be off of somebody's nutsack, but so what? You know, prisoners need money. So that's what they should do. They should fund the What's Your Heritage in Prisons thing and just send money to prisons because they need the money. Because, you know, what happens in county.
Days in county?
Oh, sorry, Earl. You ended up in county. Tossing the salad.
Oh, but that glorious hair of yours will live on.
Well, you know what? Let's step away from Hitler and Eva Braun and all that ridiculousness. And you know, we're going to move to present day, and we're going to go to Seattle, home of the hipsters.
I like Seattle.
Hey, I have nothing but respect for Seattle, except
never mind.
In the last Super Bowl.
Seattle. I forgot.
But, you know, there was an article of a man who held up a store. And
sounds like a good day.
Yeah, you know, he robs the store, and when they were questioning the manager and got a description, he plainly said he looks like any of the other hipsters around here.
Which so, he does. If you look at the police sketch,
he does.
He looks like a hipster. He's even got a kind of a hipster name. Thaddeus Lindsay Woods.
His name is Thaddeus Lindsay Woods.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
Woods.
Dude, Lindsay. I mean, seriously, that's...
You're 31 years old, Lindsay. You should have changed your name by now.
Yeah, dude, you can go to the courthouse, pay some cash, get that name, just chop it off. Because now you're going to jail and your name's Lindsay. You might as well
just sign... You're going to live up to it. Yeah, average hipster-looking bitch.
Seriously, that's really some fucked up shit. And you have to wear... And they describe him as a nerd. And I take offense to that. I am a nerd. I enjoy being a geek. People want to take nerd as
derogatory.
Would
you ever rob an American Apparel store?
For what? I mean, something to wash my car? I'm a bigger guy. I mean,
Urban Outfitters.
I haven't seen anything in those stores that can fit me anywhere other than around my ankles. No, I mean, to rob any clothing store,
okay.
there's only a few things in this world that I ever say if somebody stole it. It's not even that. If you think about it, if somebody steals from a grocery store to steal food to feed their children because they lost their job, something happened where they can't get money to feed their children, that's one thing. When somebody just wants some new clothing because they can't afford it, no, dude, you don't fucking go robbing stores for that. Even then, robbing a store dressed like a generic hipster, you shame hipsters the world around. They're just sitting in Starbucks right now, frowning upon you. And I know I just made a generic statement. I know not all hipsters go to Starbucks.
The hipster place.
Yes. But I can tell you that every hipster is ashamed of you. Whether they're at a custom coffee shop, you know, hitting on the barista, getting her to, you know, put a heart in their drink, whatever. But still, they hate you. And I hope you enjoy your time in county, Lindsay. Because, you know, it doesn't matter that your name's Thaddeus. Your name's Lindsay now. You're the new Selbach bitch. Dunce Award number 2 for the night goes to you. All right.
You know Thaddeus, what? We'll... Lindsay, once.
You know, Lindsay, we're going to leave you in county right now, and we're going to jump to something that us free people will be able to enjoy. So, we're going to go from a hipster robbing a store to a hipster trying to make you drunk. And do it as a geek. Have you heard of those Star Trek brews?
I have. I've heard a little about them.
So basically, somebody has the idea to do their own brew. And what do? They have to theme it. And what better to theme it than Star Trek? Granted, I'm not the biggest Star Trek fan. I do respect Star Trek. I don't go bashing it at all. Star Wars was more my thing. But I enjoy them both. Okay, so I don't want to hate mail from either party. It's time for us to mend that divide.
I got to cut, dude. I'm getting...
Okay, so we're back up and recording. So, yes, we need to mend the divide between these two parties. And how better to do it than with a crafted Star Trek brew?
Everyone loves
it. Just throwing it out there. So, I'm just saying, everyone between the two parties, sit down, have a beer, speak your Klingon, or talk about Tatooine. Can't we all just get along?
Sometimes. You can only hope.
You know what? Let's drink a little bit of that beer, and then we're going to go across the waters to Europe. Now, let's think about when you were younger, like, hey, what if there can be a half tiger and half lion? Yep, eventually there was the liger.
True.
But how about we go...
And we got Man-Bear-Pig. Don't forget Man-Bear-Pig.
Fucking Man-Bear-Pig. I mean, seriously. That thing... we were warned by South Park. And I'm glad that we were, because, Man-Bear-Pig is real. Be afraid. Be very afraid of Man-Bear-Pig. But let's look at something that's smaller and, to some women, a little bit more cuddly. How about a half goat, half sheep?
Interesting.
Yes.
You call it half goat, half sheep?
I don't know.
That's a weird name. A shoat?
Yeah, a shoat. And then you grab that shoat by its scrote.
There you go. Cut them off. Tag them.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Make sure that abomination never happens again.
No, but seriously, who's just out there like, hey, I bet you I can get that goat to fuck that sheep.
And what do you know? That guy did indeed get that goat to fuck that sheep.
He dressed up the goat as a sheep.
And that goat went over there and he fucked that sheep.
Yeah, he just had a few too many of the Star Trek beards. He drank a few too many Picards, if you will, and... went it down on the sheep.
They call it a geep.
They call it a geep?
Yep.
That's too close to gimp. And
sounds a little like Jeep without the J, but a hard G.
But now all I can really think of is...
Shoat. I like shoat better.
Yeah, shoat. All right, we're coining the phrase. They're called shoats now. People have ligers... and whatever they call it, the zebra hybrid, whatever the fuck it is, I forget the name because it just sucks. Shoat, you heard it first, right here on the Cyberhawk Talk podcast.
Let's all get a shoat, and let's cook it up. Maybe it'll taste delicious.
Wait a minute. Now, can a shoat be kosher?
I don't even know if sheep and or a goat is kosher.
No, we're going to have to find that out. Because now, I'm interested. But you know what? We've talked about the craziness.
It's good in curry. Shoat curry. Yeah.
Shoat curry. Wave of the future.
Bam.
But you know what? Let's jump from, you know, shop talk, let's jump right into entertainment news. Entertainment news is, you know, the things in Hollywood that we found interesting, you know, in any facet, whether it's good, bad, indifferent. If we like it, we'll talk about it. I know it's been a while since we last recorded, so there was a ton of things for us to wade through, but we decided to grab a few things. We're going to start off with a few people that have passed away in these last couple weeks that, you know, were very impactful to us. You know, Mickey Rooney, he died at 93. I mean, he lived a fucking long-ass life, and he was in a ton of stuff.
93 years old, yeah. That was old. I think his greatest accomplishment, though, 8 wives.
Yeah, I mean, he signed up like summer camp. He just kept trying. When at first you don't succeed, remarry and remarry again.
Yeah, until you have no money left.
Yeah, seriously, dude.
That is one big alimony check.
After the third time, it's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this.
Nope. He pursued on, persevered, kept going.
Well, for 93 years, you persevered, and we salute you, sir. But, you know, we're going to go from Mickey Rooney, which a lot of these kids haven't heard of, to someone that, you know, had a very big impact on someone like myself who was into wrestling when I was younger.
Which most of these kids probably still haven't heard of.
Yeah. And the Ultimate Warrior passed away.
At 54. Very young.
At 54. And, you know, one of those things that if you're of our generation, if you're in your late 20s, I mean, all the way up until late 30s, I mean, anything within our age range and up that was into wrestling, you know the Ultimate Warrior. He was always this beast of a man who would just fight and fight and fight. I mean, I remember all the battles that I saw him in. You know, before you really found out wrestling was all stage and all act, you thought he was a maniac. And
I don't know how to put this with no disrespect, but a girl's bicycle.
Yeah.
Very colorful. Very 80s.
But, you know, that's what we grew up with. And you know what? Ultimate Warrior, you know, it was some very good times in my youth watching wrestling, and I thank you for all the years of entertainment that you gave us. He was actually inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year.
Right before he died.
Weird shit.
I believe in his speech, his acceptance speech, he pretty much gave his own eulogy.
That's
crazy shit right there.
Yeah, it's very, very crazy.
From one wrestling legend to another legend in the comedy circuit, funny man John Panette. He passed away earlier this week, too.
For those who don't know him, if you know The Punisher with Thomas Jane, which I know a lot of people give that movie fucking flack for.
I do not.
It was a pretty decent movie. I liked it. And he was hilarious in it. But he was hilarious in all his stand-ups. I don't think I've seen one of him that was bad.
Not at all. Constant funny man. Constant.
You know, and it's hard nowadays when you have all these comedians here. It's like one and done. Nothing really good. We have a few good comedians still left. And it's hard to come by somebody of his talent. So he definitely will be missed.
Yes, definitely.
But you know what? We're gonna stop with the sad news, and we're gonna go to some uplifting news. I know technically, this can be considered, you know, tech talk, but I just had to throw in entertainment because Bruce Lee is more than just an entertainment guy.
Oh, it is.
He died very young. I mean, you know, that goes without saying. But he impacted so many people. He showed what a little 5 foot nothing guy with speed, strength, and agility could do. And what do? They're going to put him in this new upcoming UFC game. And okay. I am ecstatic. Because when you think about, you know, people that you see in film now, all these action stars, you know most of them don't do their own stunts. And most of them aren't fucking black belts in multiple styles of martial arts. He was a beast. And he's, like, watching some of his older movies still amazes me how fast this guy is. Because if you look at real-time footage of him when he was sparring, he can deliver 3 blows to a guy before that guy even got one fist clean off. I mean, there are stories of Bruce Lee defending his family from people who are jumping over onto his property, throwing one kick and laying a guy out. It's amazing.
Very.
And I am looking forward to Bruce Lee being brought back in a game. I mean, I know there have been games, Tekken and a few other ones that have, like Jude Law and all these, that you kind of thought, no, yeah, that could be Bruce. But it's actually Bruce Lee, and his daughter signed off on it. It's cool. And I am looking forward to it. So, you know what? I'll let you lead off with the next part of our entertainment talk.
I'll do a little movie talk here. One of our favorite funnymen from one of our favorite shows, The League.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Duplass, who plays Pete on The League. He's having a trilogy of horror psychological thriller movies coming out. I think he just premiered one at South by Southwest called Creep. And I personally would like to see him in something different. I'm actually looking forward to it.
You know, I hear it
did really well at South by Southwest.
I enjoy when people go outside of the realm of the things that we know them for. You know, Ben Affleck as an actor turned director. It's actually a pretty good fucking director. You know, another person who's doing is going to be doing that is Chris Evans. Haven't seen the work that he's done as a director, but it's cool for them to move outside of their norm because they seriously can just chill and collect a check on acting, but they want to do something else. That's fucking awesome. I hope that these do turn out very well. And
I think it will.
I'm looking forward to it.
A little other Hollywood news. I guess we talked about Star Trek earlier. Let's talk a little Star Wars. So I don't know if you know. You probably know this, but the actor who played Chewbacca will be reprising his role in the upcoming new Star Wars movies.
You know, I'm glad because I don't think he's done a ton.
He's
a fucking giant. It's the easy way of putting it. He's ginormous. But he played a character who you never see himself. You just see the suit. But even then, that is such an iconic role. I mean, he's healthy enough to do it. That's great. You know, if he's going to play Chewie as an older, you know, gray-haired Wookiee, with a cane?
I'm paid to see that. I think it's quite funny.
You know, he's pushing all, you know, the younger Wookiees with this cane.
They're all going to be pretty old. I mean, considering it's going to be 30 years in the future, that's the big step there.
And if you are into Star Wars, you know, the books that were written to expand on the lore, a ton of stuff happened in 30 years. But you know what? We're just going to have to wait on that. Now, I know that this one's not up, but 24 Live Another Day trailer finally hits. Oh, and it looks
can't
great.
Can't wait for my Jack Bauer fix. I need to, like, cook that shit up and streamline it. If you know what
Dude. Yeah, I am big on 24. I loved the show when it was on every week. Had me hooked on watching it. When they canceled the show, I hated it. But Jack Bauer's back.
I definitely understood the move to cancel the show, but I'm so fucking glad it's back.
Yeah, and hopefully they capture what they had before, because I'd hate to have 24 be brought back and become a shadow of what it once was.
It's Jack fucking Bauer. It better not be, or someone's going to die.
Yeah. All right, I think you had something to say about House of Cards. I still haven't watched it, so I'm going to leave that up to you.
Oh, I can't believe it, dude. You got to check out House of Cards.
I'm trying. I have a ton of things that I'm watching, and believe it or not, my pick for the week is going to be a classic to us, because we were fortunate enough to watch it first run, and I'll get into the pick later, but, you know, House. So that's my pick. I'm gonna tell you why, but later.
Later, yes. You should definitely check out House of Cards, man. I mean,
it looks phenomenal.
It's pretty good. I mean, Kevin Spacey does a phenomenal job at it, and it's actually I actually learned this week that it's a how do you say it's a remake kind of a British version of the show, but. I checked out both, and I can see the similarities, but back to this story. So House of Cards is welcoming Game of Thrones back to TV with a taunting tweet. I mean, they take a shot. I mean, it's a Netflix series taking a shot at, you know, their rivals, and I think it's good for the business. So the tweet that the House of Cards Twitter sent out was, "Long live the king, may the best house win."
Oh man, you know what?
Tweeted it.
I'll allow it.
You know, which can be taken two ways: hashtag FU, fuck you, or hashtag Frank Underwood, who is Kevin Spacey's character in the House of Cards.
You know what? I'm gonna say it's Kevin Spacey's character, because when you have two shows like that, one of them is a Netflix exclusive. And one of them is on a paid-for experience. And some people don't...
Technically both paid-for. I mean...
Okay, well, technically. But in order to have HBO Go and all that, you have to have cable service and all that. In order to have Netflix, you have to have a stable internet connection, a computer, or an Apple TV and internet connection. But still...
Or Hulu.
Wait, or...
Is that a... No, it's not.
No, it's Netflix exclusive. Anyways. But I like when they take shots, because that creates buzz, and that means both shows can benefit. You know, House of Cards has nothing but up, no place but up to go, because it's a phenomenal show, and people can eat it up all in one session. Love it. I love when I can binge watch stuff.
Yes, actually, it took me a while to actually get into House of Cards, too. I'm not going to lie. I didn't start from the beginning, but... For what it's done, I think it's one of I'll say it's one of their first original exclusive series, even though it's a remake of a older series, but they have their own spin on it. And then from that, you know, we stemmed Orange is the New Black. And I think it's a good thing for, you know, them not being a premium cable service, that they're producing their own content, and I look forward to seeing other stuff that they can come up with. Hell, maybe we might even get some of that YouTube money or Netflix money. We're going to get some YouTube money for sure one day.
One day. That one Netflix day, money they're going to back that truck up. but you know what? That's great. And
you know, actually, when you think about it, we have a real chance to get some of that YouTube money / Netflix money, considering some of the shows that were on YouTube as web series that got ported over to Netflix, you know.
You're right. And that being said, we're still developing All In, so keep an eye out for that, and we'll talk about that later time. But you know what? There's only one way to end our entertainment talk for this week, and that is to congratulate Stephen Colbert. I have loved Stephen the Colbert. I've loved that show since it first aired. He used to be great on The Daily Show as one of the anchors there. They gave him his own show, and he's been nothing but phenomenal. And they've announced him to be David Letterman's replacement. So, David Letterman.
Sometime next year, I believe.
Yeah, in 2015, he's going to be taking over The Late Show.
So you know what? Enjoy your Stephen Colbert while you can. Because come 2015, he's going back to Stephen Colbert. No more character.
Yeah.
And I hope he does well. That's a tough spot to fill, and that's a tough slot to fill because you got so many late night hosts at that time. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm wishing him the best. It's going to suck because I don't get my Colbert report anymore, but I know they're going to do a good job filling his shoes over on that show.
I think so, Wyatt Cedak. What's his name? Wyatt, the black guy.
They had that that British dude, John Oliver, I think.
Yeah, but he's got his own. He doesn't have his own series, but he's got his own like comedy series that they do on Comedy Central. I think it's still on sometimes.
Well, if he does, great. If he doesn't, well, I look forward to see who's going to take over the Colbert Report.
Yes. If they got some great talent on The Daily Show that can definitely take over and get their spotlight on.
Yep. So, Stephen Colbert, we salute you, sir. And with that, we're going to jump from entertainment to tech talk. This is where games and things like that come around, whether it's, you know, games or something cool in technology. This week, we're a little bit light on those news, but there's a few that I just had to throw in there that just nostalgic for me. If you haven't heard of it, get your shovels ready and get ready to go to New Mexico to dig up Atari's worst-selling game ever. And for the kids who are too young to know what an Atari is, it was a video game console back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, they were around for 15, 20 years. And this is when cartridges used to cost $70 to $100 or even more than that, just for one cartridge of a game. And the game that I'm referring to is E.T., E.T. Phone Home. One of the worst games. Actually, it's debatable to be the worst game ever created.
Pretty sure the Penn and Teller video game is the worst game ever.
Well, we can debate that at a different time. I'm
sure that they listed that as the worst game ever.
Well,
no matter how much I love Penn and Teller.
Well, if you think about it, just... did they have so many of those cartridges left that they have an entire landfill filled?
I think games? They only even made one cartridge, so it's the
you know what?
So if bad they could only produce one. Oh, but yes, E.T. landfills, where E.T. deserves. They should make an E.T. statue out of those cartridges.
Oh my God! The thing is, if it related to the movie in some way, sure. But it was one of those like, hey, put a character on the screen, have him do some stupid shit, and call it
Michael Jackson meet Moonwalker game.
You know what? Fuck you. That Moonwalker game was interesting to play. Yeah. I actually played it a couple months ago again. And when you have Michael Jackson...
For shame.
When you have Michael Jackson do the moonwalk and fucking lightning bolts come everywhere, it's fucking hilarious.
Did you put on your Michael Jackson glove and play the game?
You know what? No, fuck that. I put on my power glove and played that shit. Yeah, kids, you don't know shit about a power glove. That's when they thought that they can put all the controls and everything on one fucking glove that you wear. People used to think they were cool and shit with the power glove. You know what? That fucking power glove sucked. And I'm saying it. It sucked. Could eat a dick. It was like $300. And this is back in the fucking 80s and 90s. So that's like a bajillion dollars now. All right. I know inflation's not that bad, but still, it was fucking expensive like shit. Yeah. For a glove that you can barely do shit with. All it made you do is look cool to some people. Yeah. But if you're going to be in New Mexico, Saturday, April 26th, between 9:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., go to the Armagorda, I think, something. We have the link up on our show notes. We have the link in our show notes, or we will have the link up in our show notes. You can go to IGN, big article on it. They're allowing people to go digging for these cartridges. So if you're a big fan of this piece of crap game and you just have to have it, or you're an artist and you want to make a statue of E.T. out of E.T. cartridges, we told you to do it, so we want some credit, motherfucker. Remember that. So go over there, get yourself some cartridges, go create some art, people. Go do that.
Dibby Mao, bitches. Dibby Mao.
All right. So, your story's next.
Okay, let's talk about this ATM sexting. Very strange name for me to put up there, but it's basically ATM malware controlled by text messaging. There's a virus out there. I believe it's called PLOTUS that first appeared in Mexico, and basically it'll let you hack into an ATM through text messaging. Kind of crazy. Very dangerous. Very unsafe. Very.
Yeah, I joke about hacking and things like that all the time with my brother and our friends. But shit like that is, when people are trying to say, down with the government and all this stupid shit, they forget the people that they hurt are just like them. 99% of the time, they're not targeting people who actually did something, but they're just targeting bystanders. And we're like, oh, casualties of war. No, it's no fucking war. It's you being a fucking dick about things and hurting people that don't deserve it. Something that really pisses me off is when people bully other people. And when people who have some knowledge try to bully other people who just don't have that knowledge, well, fuck you, you piece of shit. I mean, don't do it.
Boom. Speaking of which, we actually, it's not so much ATM scamming, but this week in New York, we had a couple of, for those of you who are not in New York or never been to New York and don't know what a MetroCard machine is, it's basically a machine that you use, you put money into it, and you get a MetroCard. This week, actually, in Columbus Circle, the Columbus Circle, you know how busy that place is. The diligent subway rider spotted a scammer on the machine. And what sucks is it probably had been there for a week or so. And basically, they put a camera in a little pinhole above the machine so it could capture your PIN number. And I'm pretty sure like a couple thousand people are going to have to cancel their credit cards.
Again, it's people trying to get over on other people. And that always pisses me off. You know what? That's going to be a real talk for a different day. But right now, fuck you, you dirty, dirty scammers. Just like you Nigerian princes who say, oh, spot me some cash. I got you back. I'll get you back later.
I'll spot you some cash. You're going to have to earn it first. through months and hopefully more months of diligent work for me, your Mugu.
Your move. All right. You know what? That wraps up our tech talk. And it's going to go to the real talk. This is where I just talk about something that's
real.
Yeah, it really doesn't have anything to do with news or anything like that. It's just something that I feel should be out there. And this week's real talk is going to be about self-doubt. I myself used to have a ton of self-doubt. I still have some, not as much. But there's a lot of people who suffer self-doubt, and it comes from either their own self not liking what they are, or other people telling them stupid things. We happen to know someone who is very full of self-doubt, and they don't believe that they deserve some things that they do deserve. It's hard to tell someone that they are deserving of something. It's hard to tell someone that they're worth it when so many people tell them that they're not. What I want to tell everyone who has that self-doubt, fuck what everybody else thinks. Do they live your life? Do they do your shit? No, fuck them. If you like something and you know it's right and it doesn't hurt anybody else, it doesn't affect anybody harshly, fuck anyone who has an opinion on it. You know, I know someone who's into some kinkier things, and their parents, you know, try to tell them that it was weird and shit. Well, it might be weird to them because they don't think in that way, but no, it's not weird. If they like it, then who the fuck are you to say it's weird? Is it hurting you? No. Grow up. You know, people can try to say stupid shit to you about the things that you like, but if you like them, do it. If you're not hurting anybody and it's making you happy, do it. And you know what? That's my real talk for the week.
You have to do it in a Zoolander voice. Do it.
Do it. Hold on. It's time for me to go Magnum. Oh, fucking Zoolander. And with real talk being done, before we end off the podcast, we need to go over our picks for the week. And since I let the cat out the bag, I'm going to start off with an amazing series that had 8 fucking phenomenal years.
Do it.
House.
Do it.
House was an amazing show. I mean, Roadhouse. Yes, some. No, not Roadhouse. House. Dr. House. You, Laurie, played one of the badass characters you'll ever see on TV ever. He was a Vicodin addicted doctor who took on cases that everyone else was afraid of, and he fucking did his job good.
Kind of. And
99% of the time, he did it right, okay?
He's not God. You have to at least give him 90% of the time.
Okay. 90% of the time. You got me. 90%, but it's still good. Kind of the drugs
thing. Kind of takes away a little bit.
Well, anyways, that being said, they just brought it onto Netflix. 8 whole seasons for you to binge watch away. I went through the first season last night through today, and I'm midway through the second season. I have quite a few seasons to go. I know I have a lot of other stuff to catch up on, but that will be my pick for this week. Take it away, Chris.
Once again, I'm going books. I recommend The Book Thief, not the movie, the actual fucking book. Read it, people. By Mark Zuckus. Zuckzack.
Not Zuckerberg, Zuckus. He is not a billionaire.
Zuckzack. I think that's his name. Well, The Book Thief is a book narrated by Death, set in Nazi Germany, a place and time where, you know, our narrator, D,
death, quotes that he was quite busy, which is really funny. I can assume you, well, no, it's not really funny, but shit. Retract that. It's not really funny that Def was really busy at this time. But basically, it's he's described as a young girl's relationship with her foster parents and her neighbors and all that while he is there. Seems like an interesting book. I'm going to read it. And it's been on, you know, New York Times bestseller list for over 230 weeks. So that's a really long time. Can't be that bad. That many white people can't be wrong.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I said it.
That was a tad bit on the racist end of things?
Never. It's a first world problem at most.
All right, guys. With that, we've gone full circle. We've brought it back to the beginning. Now, I want to thank you for listening in this week, and I want to remind you to go on Facebook. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BoardHawk.
Studios.
Oh, wait. It's BoardHawk Studios on Facebook, BoardHawk on Twitter. Right. I always get that shit confused because we have so many lines of communication for you people to talk with us.
Gmail.
So, yeah.
Don't forget that. You can email us at cyberhawktalk@gmail.com.
Yes. So if you have any stories that will be interesting for us, you want to correct us on anything, you want to tell us a deep personal secret that you want us to leak to everyone, you don't want us to tell our name? Sure, we'll go ahead and do that. I mean, we have gotten a few things. It's cool. We want to start a segment where people are sending us confessions to their high school sweethearts, or things about high school, or your just in general, something you want to get out there that you're too afraid to say, let us say it for you. We will be your mouthpiece, people. We are not afraid to whore ourselves out.
Speak
Chris will do all the whoring. I'll just get all the money. That's the way that rolls.
Just saying. I am not working the street for you. I'm my own boss, God damn it.
All right. He's his own boss. I'm
a badass bitch. Check that out on College Humor. Basic bitch. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, man. I will.
It's like I have a bad bitch reputation to uphold.
Well, ladies and gents, it's been a blast again. It's always fun just sitting down, talking with my brother. And I would like to say, if you want to reach out to me, I'm at Omega Knight J on Twitter. You can always hit Chris up on the BoardHawk Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. We're always there. But as always, everyone, it's been a blast. And remember, live every day like it's your last.
And I'm dropping loads on every fucking thing.
Okay. One more quick pick. Go watch This Is the End. Seth Rogen and a bunch of other funny people in one movie.
James Franco. Aziz Ansari.
Oh, fuck. What's that little
Emma Watson. Kid? Everyone's in that shit.
What the fuck's that little guy's name?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. He's in it. I mean, they have cameos left and right. James Bride.
Oh, my God. Loads are being dropped all over that movie.
Yeah, and if you want to shoot off his dick, you don't have enough bullets, bitch.
Bam.
All right, guys. We're out. Have a good one.
Adios, amigos.
And that...